AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson says recent press scrutiny of his autobiography has been unfair. He feels there's a good reason for it.
There are a lot of people who are very threatened, and then, you know, they've seen the recent head-to-head polling against Hillary and how well I do, and, you know, they're worried. There's no question about it.
Carson was on CBS's Face the Nation. The scrutiny includes a claim he was offered a full scholarship to West Point. Fellow candidate Donald Trump was asked about Carson on ABC's This Week.
Well, there is not going to be a problem in this, but it's a lot of statements that are very troubling statements. I mean, and for him, too. He understands that.
Ben Carson says this is an effort to distract him without relevance to the job he'd do as president. Meantime, early numbers from Donald Trump's appearance as host of Saturday Night Live on NBC show solid ratings, but not huge ratings. House Homeland Security Committee Chair Mike McCall says the indications are the Russian plane that crashed in Egypt was brought down by a bomb from the Islamic State group.
That's based upon the intelligence reports out there. It's based upon the black box recording. It's based on the satellite imagery. And it's based upon the fact that ISIS has declared war against Russia.
McCall was on Fox News Sunday. The cause of the crash has not been determined. Britain and several airlines have stopped normally scheduled flights to Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt, while Russia has suspended all flights to Egypt because of security concerns. More than 1,000 mourners have packed into the landmark St. Isaac's Cathedral in St. Petersburg in Russia for memorial service for the victims of last weekend's plane crash. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is heading to Washington for talks about Israeli security with President Obama. But past remarks from Netanyahu's new chief spokesman are casting a shadow over the trip. Before he appointed to the job, Ron Barrett's posted comments suggesting Obama is anti-Semitic. This is AP Radio News. Gunnar Hansen has died. You may not know the actor's name. You may know the character he played, Leatherface.
Sally, I hear something. Stop.
He was the spooky main character in the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. In a 1993 AP interview, Hansen said the movie and his character had a big impact on people's lives.
No, there are guys who have chainsaw tattoos on their arms. You know, I mean, I've heard from them. You know, my name is Billy Chainsaw Jones.
Hansen died of cancer at his home in Maine. He was 68. In Las Vegas, a three-day poker-playing marathon is underway. Nine men are battling for the annual World Series of Poker title and a chance at more than $7 million. They last matched wits in July for the series' main event and returned today for the final matchup, outlasting several thousand players, each paying $10,000 for a chance to win. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.